Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A book has recently come out about Kevin Durant. Marcus Thompson II is the author of that book, and the book is Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. And I think Kevin Durant's become one of the most intriguing players in the NBA since making the decision to go from Oklahoma City to Golden State, and the book certainly covers that in depth, and Marcus joins me on the show right now. Marcus, it's great to have you on the show. Appreciate you making some time for us here to talk about the book. Before we get into the book, just point blank, has Kevin Durant played his last game as a Golden State Warrior in your mind?
Nah, I would be highly shocked if that's the case. I don't think his teammates believe that's the case. They keep their playing and they're talking as if they're expecting him to come back for the finals, or somehow this series ends up going, to 7 or something, which probably won't happen. But no, his teammates are expecting him to be back. So I probably will take their cue on it and say, no, he'll play again.
Yeah. We'll talk more about what may happen with Kevin Durant after the season, but the book sounds very intriguing. I'm anxious to read it. And I guess just before we get into some of the details of it, take us through the thought process behind the book itself. How did it come together?
Well, the most honest version I can give you is somebody offered me money to write it. And that's how it came together. But well, once that was all set, I think the goal that I sought out was to kind of get to know who Kevin Durant was, because, the guy that we knew before he made the decision was, he was like the humble superstar, he was a very simple kind of public figure. We knew him because his mom was the real MVP, and because he gave $1 million to, tornado mm-hmm. relief, and because, he carried a backpack around in press conferences in the finals, and he was just an elite scorer. But once he came to the Warriors, it felt like the veil of Oklahoma City was ripped off, and we got to see this much more complex character. And just talking to him over the last 2+ years, almost 3 years, and just, watching him, just watching him up close, right, just be different than what we thought he was. I just wanted to kind of uncover who he was and what's his context and what made this complex individual that's before us now.
Marcus Thompson, author of the book Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest, covers the Warriors for The Athletic as well. I should have mentioned that in the intro. Joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. So, Marcus, that's interesting, because I think when you think of Durant and Golden State, I think the moment that people think of is that speech that he gave when he won the MVP, and he was in tears, and he gave credit to Russell Westbrook, and he told his mom she's the real MVP. To use a wrestling term, it was a babyface moment for Kevin Durant. But somewhere along the way, he became a heel. Was there something that sort of triggered this new Durant that we've seen, or in what you uncovered, was that sort of always there, and now just the decision to go to Golden State, which was obviously very unpopular everywhere other than Golden State, did it just reveal a Kevin Durant, a side of him that had always been there?
I mean, the trigger was everybody attacking his character, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody hating him all of a sudden. Everybody saying he ruined the league and that he was soft and he was weak and he was a coward. I think that triggered something. He's a guy who's never experienced that before, right? He was always beloved. He was never hated like that. He was everybody knew who he was. He's this national superstar, celebrity figure, but then nobody knew who he was. And we just kind of like treated him as, you know, he wasn't on a bronze level, right? So I think this was his foray into that superstardom where now everybody's got you on their tongue, and I don't think he'd ever experienced that before. So I think the reaction to it was a hardened Durant, right? Someone who was like unwilling to just put his nice face forward and to put on the show that he put on for so long, Oklahoma City. And I think he's just like, you know, he had to tap into that PG County, you know, the dude who grew up in the hood and had to fight for everything. And I don't think he was that guy in Oklahoma City all the time, but I think he had to be that guy because, I mean, the onslaught is crazy. I mean, everybody just calls him a snake now because he made a free agent decision. So I do think it hardened him and made him like less inclined to be this PR concoction.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up his upbringing, Marcus, because I think when people call him soft, I think it's pretty silly. Most of the people that are calling him soft would have lasted about 5 minutes in the environment that he grew up in, single parent home in not a good part of the country, not a good, you know, just not a good neighborhood, around a lot of just bad things. How much does the book go into his upbringing? How much will we learn about the Kevin Durant pre-NBA that'll maybe make folks who think that he was soft because of his decision to go to Golden State think twice about using that particular adjective?
Yeah, they won't be using that. You know, you know, for me, it was very eye-opening because I think we have a tendency, like we understand that many of these players come from, you know, impoverished backgrounds and some kind of unfortunate situation. But we, you know, it becomes trite after a while, right? Because there's so many of them. And you don't really know the details or the full story, so to speak. So just learning his story, it's actually so crazy to me. It's like, man, how did he even get through this? I mean, just the sheer amount of death that he's dealt with in his life. Like, that alone is enough to break people. And somehow, like, he still made it through. I think that's part of what burned him so much. You know, it's like he said he did all the right things. He's never been in trouble. He avoided all kind of stuff. He was so disciplined, and his work ethic is crazy. And he did it all, and because he made a free agent decision, he's suddenly soft and weak now. And he's like, wait a second, hold on. Like, you know, pause. Maybe you don't like it, just say you don't like it, but to attack my character, I think that really hurt him. But yeah, we go deep into it. We talk about him, his father leaving at one when he was one, and what that did for his life, and then, you know, him reconciling with his father. We, like I said, we dealt with the death and just him not having much and trying to stay on the right track and do the right thing. That part was the human side for me. It made me understand Kevin Durant a lot more and why he reacts and how he thinks and why he does what he does. It just makes sense when you know his context.
Marcus Thompson joining me from The Athletic in the Bay Area, author of the latest book, or the book on Kevin Durant, Kevin Durant's Relentless Pursuit to Be the Greatest. Marcus, his time at OKC, if you're trying to win titles, the place to go, obviously, at the time when he left OKC was a 73-win Golden State team, and that has played itself out, certainly, over the last two postseasons, and he's been the best player in those postseasons. Does it go into the OKC, the relationships with Russell Westbrook? How much of him leaving OKC was how things were going in Oklahoma City for him at the time?
I mean, I think he kind of revealed that on his own through burner accounts, right?
Like, well, I want to ask you about that too. So let's blend those two topics, because I have that jotted down too, to ask you about the social media. But if we can merge those two topics into a single response, that would be great.
I think the gist of it is that for Kevin Durant, especially when you know like where he comes from and who he is and how he's kind of fostered this talent he has, I think the general thing was that he has always felt like his destiny was to be the best in the game, and he needed to be on that stage. And I think they got a taste of it early in Oklahoma City in 2011, right? That young team with Westbrook and Harden, and they got a taste, and that was supposed to be their, you know, their first time, right? And I just felt like he couldn't get back there. He felt like, man, you know, 5 years later, we'd have tried everything. Players have been traded. There's money. There's all this. And he just couldn't get back there. But he was so determined to be on that stage. He wanted to be on the level where he's going toe-to-toe with LeBron. He wanted to be on the final stage. He wanted to be at the very, very top of the game. And I just think all of those factors about Oklahoma City, whether it's Westbrook, whether it's the salary cap situation, the small market that prevented them from keeping all those guys, like just all that stuff made him say he needed – there was another level. So I do feel like he made that decision almost, you know, because he know he deserved that platform. And as a result – like, now he's getting all this negative commentary. And so as far as the burner counts, I think one of the things Kevin Durant said to me was that he says we call him sensitive, but he says really we're the sensitive ones because we fire a shot at him, and he does what is very natural and fire a shot back, and then we get all in our feelings about why are you saying this, Kevin? Why are you saying this? He's like every other person. You know, the natural response is, if you fire a shot at me, I get to fire a shot back at you. And he's just saying, I'm not relinquishing my shot because you think I should. So we're going to go back and forth. I don't care who you are. You can be a 17-year-old on Instagram. You can be, you know, somebody on Twitter talking crazy. You can be, you know, a media member, a talking head. You say something about me, I'm going to come back at you. And that's natural. So I think he's got on his, I'm willing to fight them all. Hat, right? Like, let's go to war. Y'all want to come at me? He's like Tony Montana, and he's just willing to take on all. And there's a part of that that's a little bit like refreshing when I pull back, because even though it violates probably every PR protocol in NBA history, right, and every brand management plan would say, nah, Kevin, don't do that. He's just like, nah, I'm gonna be who I am. And if y'all got a problem with that, that's on y'all. And so the authenticity, I respect it, even if I don't necessarily agree with it.
It's Marcus Thompson II. Kevin Durant's relentless pursuit to be the greatest covers the Warriors for The Athletic in the Bay Area. Marcus, really appreciate it. I'm assuming folks can get the book at all the places they normally get books, Amazon and so forth, right?
Absolutely. And if you're in Oakland, I got some in my trunk, but those are
$59.99. Nice. There you go. Marcus, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of the postseason.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
PNCs apply, in-app only. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.